find my goose head upon the goose neck.
My pussy, my goose.
Welcome to Bunta Vista. It's a bonus episode. I'm Andrew, and I'm the senior VP in charge of product development down here at the Weed Naming Factory.
Yes.
It's our Monday morning stand-up, and as you'll remember, I asked each of you to contribute a suggestion for a new strain name on Friday afternoon. Ben, you're first up, and I see here that you have suggested Reefer Sutherland.
That's nice.
I get it, but yeah. I am 43 years old. Do you think that's going to cut through with Gen Z?
Yeah, true. Probably not. They don't. It's that. That's the name of a bong ripper song, isn't it? Reefer Sutherland.
Probably.
I think Gen Z are more into Donald.
Yeah, it should be Donald Reeferland.
Donald Reeferland. Oh, crossing that one out and writing Donald Reeferland underneath it. Now Lucy gets what we're trying to do here. We're trying to tap into new, younger markets, and she's written "sleep token" with an apostrophe at the end.
Someone's going to get so mad at us for how many sleep token jokes we've made.
That's great.
That name is
way better than the band.
Yeah. Never listen to him.
Oh, it's what Ben does every Saturday. He puts on his record.
Yeah, yeah, dude. You know it.
He's listening to Sleep Token.
And finally, Theo, your suggestion is The Diary of Anne Dank.
You
got a minute for a quick chat? You want to pop into my office for a quick chat?
You got
5 minutes?
I mean, we could do it. I'm happy to talk about it here on the floor.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, what does everyone else think of it? The Diary of Anne Dank.
I think it's good. I don't think that's going to cause us any problems.
No, I think that's good.
I think Anne Frank would have smoked up if she had the opportunity.
She would have.
There are a couple of things that were stopping her.
AI picture on the packaging. Big smile and a doobie.
Yeah.
Probably don't even need AI for that one, I reckon. Probably just Photoshop a big joint into that one photo.
I nominated my stinky pussy, right? Yeah. But you said it has to have some kind of like really obvious.
Yeah, we don't want something
like
vulgar or
pun.
Offensive.
It's got to be a pun.
Ideally, it's a pun.
All right. Yeah. So I gave you what you wanted.
Yeah.
If you didn't want that, then why'd you shoot down my stinky pussy?
I would never shoot down your stinky pussy.
That's disgusting.
You just like built an intro around saying Diary of Anne Dank, huh?
Yeah,
I was more looking forward to Sleep Token.
Sleep Token.
Sleep
good.
Token's really fucking good.
Yeah,
that's great.
Not the band though. Don't clip that.
Oh, Sleep Token.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, Lucy. Come on.
Keep up. No, I got it.
You didn't think there was a joke there? He was just saying the name of the band.
I had a double IPA at your bar, Ben. Double IPA. Oh, a little 8% beer.
Fucking put that on. Okay. Well, you had that. You had a nip of Lagavulin in 16. You had a nip of the Kohlila 12.
All right. We don't need to go through it. We don't need to list it. I had a blonde ale.
Yeah, you did. Oh, hey.
Hey, one thing that'll give you a stinky pussy.
Oh!
No?
Yeah. No, sorry. I mean, that.
No, you do yours. You do.
No, that was a sign of encouragement. Listen to that reaction.
Yeah,
one
that's
thing
what,
will
that's
give you
a
stinky pussy
for.
Is using a rarely cleaned and compromised hot tub.
Yeah.
Time to check in on the world of hot tubs on Tub Watch.
Hot tubs are nasty.
That will give you a stinky pussy.
It's so hot.
I'm actually quite a big fan of hot tubs. I love them. I consider myself a bit of a tub girly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right.
Tubber.
It's because you can't get thrush, so.
Well, that's his urethra is so long.
Lord knows I've tried. And Theo, thank you.
God put
nothing
the tip of
there.
Your penis so far away from your bladder.
Yeah, I'm going to put this over here.
Over here, yeah. I'm going to put some distance in between these two things.
Put a little distance, maybe.
Yeah, so that the bacteria can't run backwards.
Been swimming in the Amazon, one of those tiny microscopic fish just getting tired and dying.
What is this, a marathon?
Better camp here for the night.
Yeah, gets two-thirds of the way. The old joke, gets two-thirds of the way across. Gets tired, starts swimming back.
Away. Yeah, the Kanduro tipping out too early. Nah, I'm never going to get there. Hey, if you're in the tube, keep swimming.
Yeah, stay in the tube.
Stay in the tube.
If you're still in the tube, devote.
Oh.
What is this podcast?
The Canary thing isn't true, by the way.
We know. Don't have to ruin it.
Okay. It's more for the listener, not for you guys. It's funny to thing? Talk
the,
about.
The fish that swims up
the
your
Brazilian
urine?
Dick fish.
The Brazilian never, dick fish, yeah.
That's
never
not
been
real?
A documented thing no. of the Brazilian dick fish swimming up a human penis.
It's just a thing sounding enthusiasts tell each other.
Yeah.
It could dream happen of to it. You. Ooh.
Can bugs go up there? Can things get up there?
Not really.
Like on their own accord?
Like a little bug or something?
15-year-old girl at first sleepover. Parents have gone to bed. Can
bugs get up?
Do you guys know if bugs can get up there?
I think that's why they had to kind of build the thing into the urban legend that you had to be peeing.
Because it follows the warm stream.
Yeah.
Well, and that I guess then you're also like kind of... You're opening it up a bit, but boy,
so
they got to be
swims up the piss.
They got to be salmoning
your...
up the
yeah.
Up
they
got to
be salmoning
there,
up the.
It salmons up into your urethra.
Yeah, they're doing the Cadero dance.
Hey, do me a favor. Don't salmon up my urethra.
No. Yeah.
Do not salmon up my urethra.
Even if you intend to breed up
there. Put that on my Facebook page. You do not have my consent to salmon up my urethra.
Share to 10 of your friends, otherwise Facebook will salmon up your urethra. Mark Zuckerberg will spawn in there.
He'll do it. He'll do it.
This is a press release from Tub Retreats.
Mm-hmm. I notice that's stylized as one word.
Yeah, Tub Retreats. Like old tech company, like 90s tech company style. US travelers pay 35% more for hotel rooms with private hot tubs, new study finds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. More than what? Than without?
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
More than the alternative, yes.
Well, I was thinking like more than Europe, for example, right? Like I was thinking maybe
I see.
Maybe yes. Americans were getting taken to the cleaners for hot tubs, which is probably a good idea because they've got a lot of like chlorine in them.
That's very funny.
I thought it was strongly implying 35% more than a tubless room.
Than a tubless room,
I believe that is correct, yes. Although I think probably if we were to look at the data internationally, I bet you're getting a better deal on an in-room hot tub in, say, De Nederlander. Very tub positive culture over there.
Yeah, I mean, the hotel and hot tub operators in America are taking a little cream off the top.
Well, you have to. That's how you clean
the
them.
Tub?
It's like making chicken stock.
The pool skimmer.
You gotta scoop the scum off until it goes clear.
Oh. It's pronounced cum, actually.
Hot tubs and fur, same rules.
It's actually easier if you chill it all the way down. Throw some ice cubes in.
Oh. This is nasty.
Get to precipitate it.
Really coagulate that
there?
Stuff.
I've lived in some houses with like spa style baths.
Yeah.
And like I was just never using them. There'd be like one time every 24 months where you'd go, "Oh, maybe I should fill this bad boy up and turn the jets on."
And then
you start filling
and nasty.
It up. And you come back like 6 hours later and it's like a quarter full. It's way too much water for
a bath with
I never
my friends.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
You like this, Ben? You want to have a bath with your friends?
Bath with me?
Real close?
I'd love to have it. I mean, mostly I want to have a bath with my wife.
That's fine.
Love to bathe with my wife. But I don't think I've, in recent history, been in a social hot tubbing situation like, you know, 3 or 4 boys hanging out, cold beer.
Yeah, we don't
I feel
really
like
that's
the
idea.
Do we? Not like...
I don't know. I'd do it.
Yeah.
Like cold night, hot tub, cold beer... Holy
hot
fuck.
Hot boys, hot cold boys. Beer, oh. Hot tubs.
Yeah. It's something that like the Japanese and the Americans have in common, right?
Hot
tubs. Love for getting some
love
boys in the tub.
Onsen.
Yes.
Yeah, together.
I don't... Can I... Look, can I say something personal right now?
Okay.
Go on.
We're behind the curtain. It's a...
Okay.
It's a bonus episode. Yeah. I don't like how my balls float in the tub. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It makes me uncomfortable. I don't like I'm a grown man and I don't want a bath with bubbles, but if there's nothing obscuring anything,
you
can
see everything
that's going
on. There's
nothing obscuring
in
the hot tub. You can see all you don't have to be nude though. I don't think you have to be nude.
I think if
you've
got the jets going, the aeration of the water is giving you some sort of obfuscation of your
floating. Oh, that's only jostling them around worse, I tell you.
Yeah, but the bubbles and stuff, right? They're putting up a smoke screen.
They're not obscuring it in the hot tub, I don't
know.
No, feel like.
Okay.
Oh, right. I think
it's not like a bubble bath.
You ever seen a video of a topless lady in a hot tub? You can't see nothing.
No, but I did see a movie where a
frame by frame
dog with huge balls was in the hot tub.
Mm-hmm. I'm not experienced, and I don't know if I'm outing something wrong with my own body or highlighting something wrong with your body. I've not experienced the floating nuts problem before.
I'm a pretty long bald fella.
Yeah, I get that impression.
Let's just get it out there.
That checks out. Yeah.
Yeah. I like to keep mine close.
Yep.
Keep close your balls close.
And your friend, you live closer.
Yes. I get it though with the hot tub. I remember I was doing a job, like it was a 2-day job in beautiful Toowoomba, the jewel of the southeast Queensland rural
paradise
whatever.
On the mountain.
Yep. Yeah. And I finished up somewhere around 2 a.m. Get into my hotel room. Holy fuck, there's a hot tub in here.
What was this job?
What are you talking about? Oh, I had a 2-day job. Yeah, out of town. You were hitman?
There was a hot tub.
You were gigolo?
Shooting porn?
What are you talking about?
There was a practice, a medical practice shutting down. It was moving to a new premises. We needed to swap everything over, ready for the next day, right? Because they didn't want any downtime sort of thing. So we worked all night, had to be back there like 7 a.m. in the morning.
Were you moving their computers?
Computers, okay. Servers.
Imaging machines?
Imaging machines, things of that nature. Yeah. Again,
plugging in the modem.
2 a.m.
So many hats.
I'm
like three.
I'm absolutely wrecked. You know, my dogs, they're barking. I should go to bed, but instead I wait 45 minutes for this fucking hot tub to fill.
Yeah. So much water. It takes
so much water. It takes
long.
So long for it because you're not allowed to turn the jets so on deep. until the water goes completely over them. Otherwise, it damages the machine.
Do you ever strip off too early when you're filling the tub and you realize you've got
like
half an hour left?
Around there. You go to look at your wrist, but you remember you took your watch off.
Yeah. Should be done soon.
Yeah.
Sweetie.
Anyway, it was worth it. It was worth it. I would do it again.
They're so good. Honestly, I don't care. I know how fucking disgusting like a hotel hot tub is. I don't give a shit.
Oh, you guys are crazy.
Anything that's in there is already cooked.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. If we're on holiday and I'm booking the hotels.
Food safe.
I'm like always getting us paying a little extra to get a hot tub in the room.
Yeah.
Because I just want a couple of cans of a local IPA. Getting a hot tub and get out feeling a little lightheaded from the heat and the bees.
That's one of those things that seems sexy in theory and then it's not sexy in real life because actually quite small and your body's like really folded over and it's like not actually very sexy.
And you kind of got like one toe up their nose and whatever.
You're like very close.
When Maddie and I, we did a,
I was in a bath with my beautiful wife. let me just count the ways.
Andrew, when we went out to Ginderbine and we stayed at your place, on the way out there, when we stayed in some town near where the Parkes radio telescope is, and we got a hotel room that was just like all from the 80s with a massive hot tub, and then we had a small dose of mushrooms, just sat in the hot tub, had some beers. That was fucking heavenly.
Okay.
It was so good. Take me back. Gonna do one of those Instagram posts that white women do. Their holiday photos, but it's just a photo of a hot tub in a carpeted room somewhere near Parkes.
Balls are visible, risen to the top.
Red balls. We all remember where we were when we first saw red balls. A national analysis of over 12,000 hotel room listings across the United States reveals that travelers pay an average of 35% more per night for rooms with private hot tubs compared to standard rooms, compared to research from Tub Retreats. The study, which analyzed 2026 pricing data from hotels in all states, found that the average standard hotel room cost $244 per night, while rooms with private hot tubs averaged $358 per night.
Wow.
35%, okay.
Quote, "Private hot tubs remain one of the most sought-after room features in the US, but the price you'll pay depends heavily on the destination," said Nick V, lead researcher at Tub Retreats.
I'm more looking for the big round rotating bed.
You don't often see that. And well, I don't...
That's why it's so sought after. I think, yeah.
It's true. And on booking.com, I don't think they have, like, you know, you could...
A filter.
Check a box for, like, the features you want.
Rotating, yeah. Heart-shaped bed.
Big, yeah. Yeah.
Round or heart-shaped.
In-room condom machine.
Can I have the whoopee bed from The Sims, please?
Yeah, I think...
I will pay 23% extra for the whoopee bed from The Sims.
I think every time you see, like, a big round bed or a big heart-shaped bed in a movie... the room that it's in is roughly like 800% bigger than a hotel room is regularly because it's a set that they had to build to Correct. Fit this ridiculous bed into the corner of it.
Yeah. They've got to be out there though.
They've got to be.
They've got to be.
The concept existed before it was a trope in movies and TV, right?
What happened to water beds?
Oh, they suck.
Yeah.
Why'd we stop making them?
They're bad.
They're no good.
They're
yeah,
no good.
Stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think people still do get them, but they're bad and they do suck.
Well, there's also those latex mattresses.
Ooh. Have we tried putting other things in waterbeds?
Oh, barbecue sauce? Peanut oil.
Like some, what about some viscous, of that thick perhaps? Water they give elderly people?
A real thick water.
Slow water.
Well, that way, if you spring a leak, it's man. Not going to be as much of an
it's
issue.
It's going to take forever. You can gotta, you can come back to it in the morning.
Copyright 2025, Buena Vista.
Buena Vista, put thick water in your,
the thick water bed.
In your water bed.
I think a latex mattress is one of the worst things I've ever touched, I think.
What? I don't know if I've ever interacted with a latex mattress in my life.
No,
I have interacted. Knowingly. I've moved for someone else their mattress, which was like
a heavy as
queen
fuck,
size right? mattress, and it was solid latex.
So what's a latex mattress do? What do
is
we
it
do?
Is it just
with
like
that?
A squishy one? Like what
a
is
fucking
it?
Waterbed or whatever.
Like waterbed. All
but right. trying to move it was the most insane thing.
Yeah.
That I've ever encountered before. You know.
You get they're cold. Latex mattresses are cooler? Does that make sense?
Because you get kind of like some sort of like circulation underneath.
I don't fucking know. I don't understand. But motion isolation,
nasty.
Very good. Interesting. Edge support is great. No off-gassing of chemicals.
Nice, not in my bed.
It's good to know.
Oh, because you're farting.
Yeah.
Because you're farting in bed. Yeah. Quote, we wanted to understand the true cost of this popular amenity by comparing apples to apples. Identical room types within the same hotels, with the only difference being the presence of a private hot tub, said Nick V. It's weirding me out that this guy has been granted anonymity
Nick v,
in
yeah.
his own.
What do you reckon that V stands for?
Yeah.
Hey.
Valentine.
What's that
Nick
V
Vagina.
Do? Yeah. Nick Vagina.
Maybe just put Nick V. Yeah.
Let's go with N Vagina.
Nicky V.
In my experience,
friends
it's
call him
more
Nicky
distracting.
Vagina.
It's more distracting to put my full name than just the initial. So.
Rejected Street Fighter character N Vagina.
Oh.
Quote,
in vagina.
Jesus fuck. The results show that the hot tub premium is real and varies dramatically depending on where you're traveling. Yeah. I was wondering whether the hot tub premium was real.
I assume that like it's one extra thing
it
in
paid,
the room,
it costs
so you got to pay.
It's I don't
cost
need
more.
A hot tub in like Des Moines,
et cetera.
But I'm going to want it in Miami, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah. This, all right.
I don't understand what he's trying to figure out here because...
I think
a room
is
costs
fine.
More
I
if it's got a tub in it. Of course it does.
But they've quantified it. They've quantified
uniformly.
It 35%. They've worked it out by region. This is important research to build the top.
You know? To me, this is like saying some hotel rooms, you can have two beds in them and some only have one. Yes. I looked at both rooms to see what the difference was.
Sometimes it costs more, but sometimes the only one they've got available is the two-bed one. You get that the same price as the one bed and you're just one person. You got two queen beds.
Push them together.
Push them together, lie sideways.
Roll around.
Yeah, have a big bounce. Bounce on those beds. A lot of the times these days, you're not even getting a bath in there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Pisses me off. I want the bath.
Pisses me off, too.
A solid latex mattress can weigh over 100 kilograms.
It's too much. Mattress
weighs
too much.
You pick up a corner of it, and all the rest of it stays exactly where it is.
Yeah. Fuck, that's like moving a dead body.
Oh, awful.
A big,
big deboned dead body.
Body. If he was life size,
moving one of the dead bodies from what's the fucking staircase game? You fall down.
Poor servant.
Yeah.
Is SpongeBob small?
Yeah. Yeah, he's canonically
he
tiny, small.
Right? Because he lives in
a pineapple.
Pineapple
that
under
guy's
the sea.
Called plankton, right?
Yeah, but the pineapple's like a tiki thing. It's
but he's the same size as Patrick, and Patrick is a starfish.
Patrick's a starfish.
Not very big.
Yeah.
If, for example, you were to watch the SpongeBob SquarePants movie, the first one, there is a scene where SpongeBob and Patrick get caught by a fisherman, and then they get dehydrated under a lamp. And at some point, they just go, and it turns into just like a photo of a real sea sponge and a real starfish. And they just are that size.
Okay.
I feel pretty confident about this.
I feel confident in your confidence.
Yeah.
The research identified 389 hotels where direct like-for-like comparisons were possible, comparing, for example, a standard king room to a king room with jacuzzi or a standard suite to a suite with hot tub. This methodology ensures accurate pricing comparisons unaffected by room size, brand, or location differences.
Sure.
While the national average sits at 35%, the premium varies significantly by state.
All right. So if you're looking for like hot tub central, if you're hot tub cruising even...
If you're looking to get the best possible hot tub deal, listen ye further.
If you're an astute bath boy, go no further.
Pennsylvania leads the nation with a 64.1% upcharge, followed by New York, 62.2%.
You'll pay the most for a hot tub in Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
New York makes sense.
Spaces at a premium.
Yeah, spaces at a premium. You've got to find somewhere to put it.
But what about, we're saying space is at a premium.
Yeah.
South Dakota, 60.8%.
Yeah.
What space is not at a premium in South Dakota.
Yeah. Mm. Where's South Dakota in the, is that Midwest?
Yeah, it's in the Midwest. It is. Okay.
I think it's under North Dakota.
So it's not like like an East Coast. Yeah.
Right. Ben, I put it to you that these are places that become cold.
Well, yes. The following. Yeah, so next, Minnesota, 55.4, and Connecticut, 51.8. All brutal winters.
That snow. And you'd be like, you know what would go really well right now? Ooh, I'm in the hot tub.
But how come no...
Something to raise the spirits?
This, we hop over Wyoming. No, not Wyoming, sorry. What's the one with all the beer and the cheese? Wisconsin. Wisconsin's not in the mix. North Dakota's not in the mix.
I think Wisconsin's a place for a hot tub. Yeah. That's crazy. I'd love a Wisconsin hot tub.
But, for tubbing.
Wisconsin's
drop your beer
for
in the tub. No problem. You drop your curds in the tub.
Problem.
That's trouble.
You don't want to drop your curds in the tub.
You don't want to drop your curds in the curds in the cum. Yeah.
Can't drop my curds in my cum.
You don't want to drop your turds in the cup.
I think it's because Wisconsin is like the beer capital of America. They know that tubbing is intrinsic.
Oh,
gets fucking cold there.
Human right.
The beer is good. You want a hot tub, so they're not gouging you for them. I think that's the true generosity of the Wisconsin spirit.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
Money isn't everything.
Yeah. 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 They're about experiences
sometimes,
in Wisconsin.
Yeah, sometimes everyone's got to get a hot tub.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. In California, which has 43 exact match like-for-like hotels, the average premium is 27.7%. It's good for me because I'll be going there soon, so I'm gonna get myself a hot tub room maybe. Hmm. Solo boy on a holiday. A couple of local
solo
craft beers.
Solo boys trip. Going to the USA.
Yeah, getting pruned solo.
I'll be solo pruning tonight.
Florida averages a 41% premium, while Hawaii shows a smaller gap of 7.9%.
Oh,
you're not getting a hot tub in Hawaii.
Standard there.
Hawaii hotel rooms are very
hot, you reckon?
It's too hot for tubbing.
I don't know. Just there's not a lot
of water at the beach is like room temperature already.
Why would you have a hot tub in Hawaii? Yeah, that's crazy.
The Pacific Ocean is your hot tub.
Exactly.
In Alabama, prices are roughly the same for both room types.
Oh, you'd be crazy not to get the hot tub just in case, like...
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
You're
leaving
Alabama
money on the table
tub?
By not getting the... An Alabama hot tub?
At worst, great place to put your suitcase.
That's right. It's not going to roll out.
It's not going to, all your shit's in the one spot.
When you get there, just make sure that, the plug is in, and then you can unload all of the marbles from your pockets.
Yeah.
know? Makes a hell of a racket, but you know it's safe.
What a battle
you could have in a hot tub if you're a real marble enthusiast, you know?
Take your Beyblade in there.
Take your Beyblades in there.
Taking my Beyblades to Alabama.
Beyblading in an Alabama hot tub?
Beyblading in an Alabama hot tub?
A spinning top you've got there.
What is this, a Beyblade?
What is the provenance of... They're Beyblade.
How come it continues to a spin so? How come they don't have a premium for hot tubs? Why is that in Alabama? It's a freebie. Go on, have a tub. Have a tub on us.
What if in Alabama there are their hotel maintenance standards are very, very low and they're not doing anything with their hot tubs? What if their hot tubs are a disgusting cesspit? There's a dead opossum in there?
Yeah.
Hey, can I do anything about this hot tub? Nah. No. Now you're just stuck. You're stuck with stinking, rotting possum in your room, you know?
Yeah.
You can pay extra for me to clean the hot tub.
The analysis examined 325 US cities where multiple hotels offered both standard and hot tub rooms. The median city level premium was 26%. But in some high-end destinations, premiums soared above 150%.
Oh, my God.
You know you're down bad for a hot tub when you're paying 150%.
Even
you
me
really
is
want
like
that tub.
Certified tubber. I'm not doing that. I'm not paying 150% premium for no tub.
You're calling yourself a certified tubber? So you're going to get a hotel in Los Angeles, and are you going to be like, oh, I need that tub?
I'm going to hang out with a couple of internet friends. It's going to get to 9 o'clock. I'm going to say, well,
you guys got a tub?
Time to hit the hay.
I'm
going back to the hotel tub. Yeah. And I'm drinking four beers and tubbing.
Bring out my Beyblades.
Passing out in the bath.
Hey, if you live in California, if you're a listener in Los Angeles, is that where you're going back?
Well, yeah, but
City of Angels, baby.
I'm doing most of California, actually. I think I'm going to hire a car and do some shenanigans. City of Angles.
The City of Angles. Streets going left, right, and other. If you live in California, ideally LA, and you have a hot tub, and Ben can use your hot tub, please write into mailbag@buntavista.com.
Man, if you're up in the Hollywood Hills.
Don't kill Ben. I can't stress this enough. Do not use this as an opportunity to lure Ben in. Post it online with the caption, normal?
Got a tub up in one of those, like, the fancy... like actor actress suburbs that are up in the hills.
Oh yeah,
something canyon, whatever. Mm-hmm. You're up
Laurel
there.
Canyon?
If you got a tub
Laurel
and you know
canyon.
Timothy Chalamet.
Oh my
hit
god!
Ben up.
Yeah,
I bet he's got some good Beyblades.
If you're a friend of Timothy, get a hold of Ben.
If you work at the Chateau Marmont, you can get me in. I'll be cool. I won't bother the celebs. I'll be normal. I'll be like fine
Timothy.
Hanging out with Timothy. Josh Brolin, he's probably there.
Josh Brolin,
there right now.
Timothy Chalamet.
Me and Josh Brolin tubbing it.
Just
and
tubbing
the
rest
it. Of the cast of Dune. Bet you guys could have used a tub out there, huh?
I didn't even think there was a connection between those two people. I was like, who would I see at the Chateau Marmont? Yeah.
Gurney Halleck.
Yeah, they know themselves. Well, they know each other from the movie Dune.
Fuck that.
I saw an interview. Well, I saw like one of those kind of actors on actors thing of Adam Sandler and Timothy Chalamet interviewing each other. And Timothy Chalamet was talking about when the second Dune movie came out. And he was like, that's when people started yelling, Lisan Al Gaib, at me on the street. Which is more humiliating than you would think, he said.
That's so funny. That's such really a funny thing to yell out at a celebrity.
You got to do the Javier Bardem thing as well of like bolting upright as you say it as well.
Lisan Al Gaib. Lisa Abu Ghraib. luxury coastal destinations command the highest premiums. New York City at an extra 158%. Laguna Beach, California, extra 139%.
Oh, my God.
Monterey, California, 115%. Meanwhile, now this is the important, this is the key information. This is the stuff that you need
slugged at the tub there, I think.
In Monterey?
In Monterey, you're basically getting slugged at the tug.
Well, I mean, you're on the Pacific Coast Highway. You're driving up to Big Sur, long day of driving, beautiful views, tubbing in Monterey. I'd pay that premium.
And you're about to get the information that really shows why subscribing to Punta Vista is more of an investment than anything else.
Yeah.
Yes. You
know? Yes.
You're
and
making
there's
money.
A saying you're that's been around for a long money. Time. It remains as true as ever. Got to spend money to make money.
That's right.
You know? You got to spend money on Punta Vista.
You spend to hear the $5 a month.
$5
cheap
to hear the best tub.
Cheap hot tub deals.
The freebies aren't getting this. They're not getting this information.
They're paying
$50,000 a year. They're in Pennsylvania. They're spending too much on a tub.
They're spending top dollar. Top dollar for tubs.
If you go onto Patreon, there's all the extra materials from this episode. There's our tub tables. We can basically tabulate your tubs, work out the best. Tabs.
Tabulate, yeah.
This is the worst podcast. I hate myself.
Meanwhile, travelers can find affordable hot tub rooms in smaller cities. Like, now, this is just such a great list.
Okay.
Of some of the, like, when you talk to Americans, probably don't know this because you don't know how you're viewed by the outside world.
No. But if you and you don't care. You haven't taken the time to find out.
You're still grappling with that. Like, even as Australians, you talk to anyone from England or, you know, Germany, France, whatever. You talk to people from wherever. We're all talking about these as places we want to go someday. You've got Dunbar, West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Yes. 5% a night extra.
Oof,
I can't tell you how often online I'm getting destroyed with like Dunbar, West Virginia lifestyle content.
Yeah. People being like, I can't believe this is my life. Videos
one of those locations
where
all the locals are like, we can't fucking do anything anymore because it's all just influencers here taking photos now. That's Dunbar.
There is Fort Dodge, Iowa, plus 7%.
Cool.
Man. I already have like 5 Fort Dodge, Iowa shirts and I've never been there. They're just so embedded in the culture. And West Point, Nebraska, 12%.
Do they have, is this searchable like the Epstein vault?
Huh?
In what way?
Well, so you could put, like, you could just put it like a town name in and it's going to. Maybe put it onto like a heat map. Google Maps.
I probably would just use
export
like,
as like a
census data as my reference for that. Not
but like searchable, like the Epstein.
I assume they just have one hotel, like in West Point, whatever state you said West Point was in. Like it's just the,
Point,
the one hotel that's got a hot tub in it, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Puts them on the map though.
Hey, if you booked a hotel in West Point, Nebraska, and you were looking for an extra hot tub, and you realized how cheap it was, you'd feel like a lucky duck. We talk about Lucky Ducks in Mr. Lucky Duck.
He's Mr. Lucky Duck.
That's one lucky duck.
This comes to us from CNN. Rabbit saves Georgia family from house fire.
That can't be true. That cannot be true.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
absolutely, it's true.
Doing the fireman's carry on the dad.
That's what I was picturing. It's so good. He's like using his little rabbit teeth to like drag the family out unconscious from the smoke. Oh, that's so good. What are you posting in the group chat there? West Point is a city in and the county seat of Cumming County, Nebraska.
Yeah.
No, that's just good, clean fun.
You live in Cumming County.
No wonder hot tubs are so cheap there.
Tubbing in Cumming?
A family in DeKalb County, Georgia has a lot to be thankful for after escaping a house fire Friday morning. The homeowners say it was thanks to the smallest member of the family that they all made it out to safety. Erlene Rivera said she woke up to her rabbit.
Erlene Rivera.
Said she woke up to her rabbit, Coco, thumping out a warning as flames threatened her home.
With his feet?
With his, presumably, yeah.
With thumping his big feet thumping a warning for the family?
Because of the fire.
I assume.
Yeah.
Because of the fire.
Hello. Yeah. Hope you are well. There is a fire happening.
To whom it may concern.
I apologize for not having hitherto spoken to you, but it seems kind of urgent right now. Quote, he was jumping in the cage like he never had, she said. He knew something was happening and he started jumping and jumping.
I don't know what the baseline is for his prior jumping. So when you say like he never had, doesn't really mean anything to me.
Tell me a little more about the rabbit. Like jumping a lot.
Animals always know when something's already on fire, you know?
Yeah.
Good at that. They always know. That.
I'm sensing a fire.
I'm sensing a fire.
Yeah, it's on fire, dude. Authorities believe the fire started on the family's back porch, the same spot where they had gathered just one day earlier for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Spooky.
Yeah. I also go to the areas in my house.
I travel to most of my house.
I visit most parts of my home.
Yeah.
Nearly every day I go to every part of my house.
Yeah.
Sometimes I fast travel to the toilet, you know.
Spooky.
Kevin Kavanagh with DeKalb County Fire Rescue said it appears they had a warming fire in the evening and they thought they had fully extinguished it on a wooden deck in a metal barrel.
You're having a fire on your wooden deck.
Yeah. In a barrel.
And you
sounds kind of
there.
Fucking stupid, but okay.
Mm. Also, Kevin Kavanagh from DeKalb County.
That's Kevin Kavanagh?
Rivera says the fire tore through the back of her home, entering her kitchen as she rushed to get everyone out. Rivera, her sister, and their 92-year-old mother made it out safely. Christmas gifts in tow. I would have left the gifts.
What are you going for first?
Yeah. I probably would have left the gifts, personally.
That's not what Christmas is about. I've seen The Grinch.
I'm going for my guns, straight away.
Yeah.
Fight fire with fire.
Fire officials say the back of the home sustained significant damage on one side and the kitchen had moderate fire damage. It was all thanks to a rabbit who hopped into action before the flames could spread any further.
Yeah.
I would say further. Whatever. Quote, usually it's a dog, but this time it was a rabbit in a cage, Kavanagh said.
Okay.
Yeah, that is true. That's a point of difference.
Yeah.
Rivera said her family first bought the home and began renovating it. Rivera said when her family first bought the home and began renovating it, they found a baby rabbit underneath. That rabbit became their family pet, Coco.
Oh.
So you kidnapped a child, is what I'm hearing.
I'm thinking you were destined to find this.
Yeah.
This
to
rabbit
find this
is
rabbit
your
that
guardian
would then
angel.
Save your life later. Yeah.
The rabbit saved your life. I think it was a miracle. I think this is their fucking. I think they got to check their angel numbers or whatever. I think this is it. This whatever this creature is, manifestation of a divine intervention.
Sometimes you buy a home, you renovate it, and an unexpected discovery leads to a new relationship.
Yes.
We investigate relationships and their whatnot in Paging Dr. Lucy.
If you find that you are having a little relationship trouble, now you're paging Dr. Lucy.
This comes to us from r/cuckoldpsychology.
Okay.
Right. Had the pussy-free conversation today.
The pussy-free conversation.
We've talked about pussy-free before.
We've talked about being pussy-free before. Yeah. Not in our own lives.
No.
Other people's
no,
lives
on this
where they are pussy-free.
Other people's lives. That's some just not having sex, right?
That's right. This whole podcast fucking continuously.
We're all drowning in it.
Yeah.
My eyes skimmed over this headline before, Ben, and I thought it said, had the pussy-free convention today. Which would be a really different vibe, right?
Man, you know what the nights are like at that convention? Nothing happens.
Pussy-free.
Yeah.
Everyone just goes back to hot tubs solo. My wife and I are on vacation together this week without our bull.
For once.
Good to clarify.
Oh.
We've had plenty of, quote, sex.
Quote sex?
What is quote sex?
I love that so much. That's one of the most beautiful constructions I've ever seen.
Oh, we've had plenty of sex.
Quote, unquote, sex.
With every time her fantasizing about him and me using a dildo on her. We don't have PIV, which isn't a rule, but fair common.
Okay.
I guess fairly common. I don't know.
Wait, so no, he uses a dildo on her, but they don't have penetrative sex?
And oh, sorry. I think I put the emphasis in there wrong. Sorry. Every time her fantasizing about him and me using a dildo on her. Yes.
Ah, which is probably like large, but they're not having penetrative sex.
No. I mean, they are.
No
but
PIV.
Not using
no PIV.
Using
where
penis.
I get why, where the quote-unquote is coming from.
I still
now
don't
because,
agree with that. I think that's wrong. I think this is still sex. You are still having sex. I think it's foolish to be like, this doesn't count because there was no...
In the sense that everything is sex, like when you're having a sexual encounter.
The way you hold
but you're
it
not on. Having... They're not having PIV sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I take the quotes
the way you hold the drink.
That's very erotic sometimes.
I take the quotes around sex in we've had plenty of sex to mean like, yes, we're having sex, but it's the version of sex where we're not having sex.
Yeah. We're having pussy-free sex.
Pussy-free sex is such a
They're
good...
They're having pussy-free sex.
We're having pussy-free sex.
We're having pussy-free sex, yeah.
I'm a background character in the act of my wife having sex with an imagined person.
I'm facilitating her sexual experience, and I am participating, but not in a way where we're doing it with each other.
Ideally, it doesn't make me happy.
Yeah, this is as complicated as possible.
Yeah. I think this is just
this
sex.
Is like, no, I like think this is like real extra cuck stuff. This is like the ideal cucking where it's like even like the wife doesn't want to have sex with his dick at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which it turns out he's a big fan of.
He loves it.
After this morning, I asked her how she would feel about me being pussy-free going forward.
Pussy-free going forward.
Like Sounds over
like
coffee?
You're already pussy-free, dude.
He's just like, hey, what if we... Never had sex again, sweetie.
Ari, our discussion yesterday.
Yeah.
I will be going pussy.
Circling,
going
back.
Forward.
We could paint the bathroom. I was thinking we could paint the bathroom like an eggshell and then like maybe I could be pussy free from now on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of no pussy from now on.
Just like we don't, like obviously we still spend all our time together and I help you masturbate while you think about other guys with bigger dicks than me, but we don't have penetrative sex anymore. And maybe we could try and do like Monday to Wednesday, no alcohol.
Mm.
And probably
How
try
would
and
you
eat
feel
a little
about
bit healthier.
Cutting back on the alcohol, eating a lot more vegetables, and me going pussy free.
And we could go for a walk with each other like every Saturday morning or something. We should get into birding and pussy free, like the pussy free lifestyle. She said she liked the idea and the empowerment it helped her feel. I think that's beautiful. I love it when people are empowered.
Yes.
Generally, I won't say it for every situation, but often when it comes down to
especially
it, I'm pro-empowerment.
Women
mostly
should be empowered.
Women. Mm. Yes. Yeah. What a little is less empowering power for the fellas. About, like, where does she deriving the, from whence does power come here?
I think the next sentence maybe explains more than I would like.
Okay. Well, I think I'll read it out, but I would like to discuss it a little further afterwards, if that's okay with
Absolutely,
you guys.
Okay. But I think it's important context.
Thank you. Andrew, yes, I agree. And I would like to thank you for saying that as well. Okay. She said it felt good to not have to pretend that she enjoyed me fucking her or having to do something she doesn't get enjoyment from.
Wow. Honey, she's a kind of dream. That's so good. That's so beautiful.
That's very empowering, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ben.
Yes, Andrew.
Inside my mind palace, the picture that I am constructing of this relationship, it may or may not be accurate.
Can I have your permission to also, from your description, construct this image in my own mind palace?
Yeah, you can, or you can join me in mine, whatever works for you, you know. I just had a really big hot tub put in. Bizarrely unclean, considering it's in here.
It's new, yeah.
Yeah, brand new, and yet. What I'm picturing here is a relationship that is maybe not going great.
Oh.
Two people who are maybe growing apart emotionally, that kind of thing. Yeah. Maybe they're looking for something to spice it up, or this guy has done this to himself with the internet, as a possibility that we've discussed before.
Yes.
Yep. It's made himself crazy.
Yeah.
And now they're kind of participating in this shared illusion, perhaps?
A trompe-l'oeil, a folie à deux.
Yeah, that this is a thing that they're both kind of happy about. They're both kind of collectively pretending that this is a thing that they're happy about and participating in together.
Yeah, that's. I think I landed in the
while,
same.
She's just like, that'd be sick because I already don't like any.
Yeah, because I'm already not attracted to you and your dick is pathetic.
Good,
yeah,
honey, because I hate having sex with you and
you want. Yeah,
don't want to do that ever again.
You want to just leave me alone from now on and I'm supposed to have sex with someone that I am attracted
to.
That
works
super
good for me too.
That's empowering for me. It makes me feel empowered.
I feel empowered, yeah.
I think I'm like one step behind where you are in that I do believe this is a shared delusion of a kind, but that she is solely... I still think it's a dysfunctional relationship. but I do... do think that this is her saying this stuff, not because she's tired of having sex with him, but because she is trying her best to fulfill his kink, which is her telling him
to accommodate his stuff. Yeah.
She's like, I also super hate sex with you, dude.
I hate the intimacy that we get from sexual intercourse regular style and how nice it is sometimes to just... fall into that and fall into each other. I never want that again, actually.
Yeah. I mean, he's clearly got a pathetic little dick, though. So
he's clearly got a
how intimate
tiny
can
little
it be?
Useless dick.
So don't let him hear you saying that, though.
if you're listening, pay us.
But
see, I don't know. I just find it hard to picture. You're on vacation, quote, with, like brackets, without your bull.
How many implies
that the bull is pretty... often present, right?
How many vacations with the bull have you had?
Yeah,
it definitely implies that you've had bull vacations
standard
before.
Standard is with bull.
How many times have you gone to Acapulco con Toro?
Oh, Acapulco son's bull? Yeah.
I don't think we care about the bull enough. Like, what's going on in his life?
He's
just available for a vacation whenever you like? Like, what's his deal?
And also, now he's got to do all of this. He's like, oh.
He's got interests. Great. He's got hobbies. Like,
fuck, how do you coordinate three people for a holiday?
Three people, yeah.
You got two people, obviously, that in the same household. That's kind of easy.
Let alone for sex.
What's the name of the group chat that they share, do you think?
It's just this guy's name.
Do you think it's
name.
A group chat, or is it just him and the wife chatting? They wouldn't have a group chat, right?
The bull and the wife?
Bull and the wife are definitely in a side
chat. Yeah, the bull and the
chat.
Wife. Okay. Yeah.
They're
probably the primary
for
chat,
sure.
really.
Fuck. Yeah. Okay. There's one chat with the three of them. There's a mean side chat with the wife and the bull. And the wife occasionally shares screenshots of how they're talking shit about the husband in the
like
side
that guy's
chat.
Dick looks stupid. Dick looked like a fam.
I actually burst out laughing when I saw his penis the other day because it caught me by surprise. I always forget how bad it is that I'm like, oh, my God. What
if,
is
if
that?
If I were to be cucked, I would probably prefer it if...
If
she was looking at the phone and then laughed about something really funny
it's
the
like
bull
nothing.
Had said, and I was
no.
like, what did
you
he say? And she's
you
like, don't
get
worry.
It.
Yeah.
Big smile on her face. Don't even worry. Just forget about it.
Or it's just pretending you're not even on your phone. No, nothing.
I'm just on Instagram.
No, I wasn't looking
like,
at anything at all.
Just thought of something funny that I saw on TikTok the other day.
When my husband's dick is unk.
Husband's dick chopped.
Her literal words were, quote, I don't hate it, but it's not like it's something where I'm trying to get seconds.
Okay.
Oh.
Now, he has followed this with what I've got to say, and I think
it's not exactly a buffet experience.
It's not great form for a 35-year-old to have a favorite emoji, but if I was to pick one, do you know the sort of, he's used the woozy grimace emoji?
Yeah.
The one where there's kind of a blush. The eyes are a little bit crazy and the mouth looks pained.
His mouth's doing the S?
Yeah, he's got a real curve.
Yeah, I know that one.
Lucy,
do you know the one I'm talking about?
I think like it kind of looks like nauseous. What are you?
Yeah.
I think it looks either like someone who is embarrassed or coming or both.
Yeah. I don't know what it's actually meant to convey. I will use it as sort of like the same way you would maybe deploy the upside down smiley face. of like
kind of ironic.
This is bad, but I'm trying my best.
Yeah.
I'm trying to smile. I'm trying to smile. Which I think is what he's using it insincerely.
Oh, yeah, I've got it. He's got two uneven eyebrows. I don't really know what that is trying
face
to convey.
Face flushed.
Is it like face drunk?
Drunk.
Is it a drunk it emoji? Drunk.
Sorry, I've been trying to figure it out. The name of it is Woozy Face.
Yeah, Woozy Face.
He looks drunk. He's hiccupy for sure.
He looks like he's nutting.
Yeah, it's a purple version of it called drank. I think he's deploying it insincerely. Because he's acting like, I didn't want to hear that. You wanted to hear it so bad.
So
dude.
That's why I think it's a horny emoji.
You think he's using it in a coming.
Then she told me that she didn't want seconds of doing it with me.
Oh, I can see that. That's definitely a cuck emoji, huh?
Yeah, I guess. Because it's sort of like ecstatic delirium.
I hate this, but I'm blushing.
Pained ecstatic delirium. I'm crying and I'm nodding.
What
Search
beautiful
emojis.
Agony.
Ecstatic delirium.
What a petit lamort or whatever.
Yeah.
We're so fucking smart.
We're so smart.
Her big concern was my emotional
concepts.
Was my emotional ability to handle being pussy free. Am I going to get frustrated? Am I going to get pouty? Can I actually cope with it? She
my
said
emotional
it is hot
ability
when I am confident enough to give up something so important in a traditional relationship, but not sure if I can actually do it without feeling resentful.
This brings me back to my original theory. She said it's really hot when I'm confident enough to not try to have sex with her anymore.
Man.
That rules.
Like that's
so dizzy.
You would have thought if you were like super deep in the humiliation kink stuff that it would.
She
just
wouldn't
be
even
like,
try.
I don't care what
you
do, you stupid pussy,
little cuck bitch. You're never getting this again. The thing that you asked to never have again. Well, too bad. You're never getting it again.
To me, it's the two things that she said. It was hot when I'm confident enough to give up something important. And that she felt empowered by the idea. It's those two things where I feel like she has heard something he said and she's gone, yes, that is such a good idea for me to never have sex with you again. You've come up with it's a genius idea, she's saying.
I got a little bit of bonus content about this that I forgot to include. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, good Lord. Posted more since
it's got
I
to skim
this.
Through a lot this of videos
so
first.
Yeah. So someone has said,
for cuck on the internet.
Have you talked about alternative ways to stay connected and intimate? Which I think is
great question.
A wonderful question from someone who is like probably has nutted recently. So they're able to remove themselves from the mire to be like, hey, how do we also integrate this into like a healthy relationship between two individuals who love and trust
each
other. Post-nut
clarity, where you have clarity because you're not pussy-free. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is what the original poster replied to that. We've talked about oral and toys and things like that, plus obviously being able to experience and appreciate her post-fucked state.
Obviously, yes.
So obviously, taken as read.
Makes sense, yep.
But we also talked about how the non-sexual stuff, being a father, a provider, a husband, a rock, etc., takes on much more meaning. Being appreciated and acknowledged for those things while being degraded for not being able to provide sexually feels like the sweet spot for us.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's interesting. Okay.
Man, at least we're this podcast in the aggregate, at least 50% kink positive, and I'm sure... that there is like
get to figure out which ones
room for this to be a really positive, beautiful relationship. And I think that's very nice that like this is someone being like the roles that I can provide as a father and a provider and a source of comfort and a rock. I think that's very beautiful.
Yeah.
But I just the internet has just
Worked
sort of
me.
In the cracks. It's gotten in. It's like the nothing or what's the bad stuff from the Kingdom Hearts.
Was the nobody?
The nobody
or
whatever?
Or the heartless? The heartless?
The heartless. The internet cuck porn has got into
cuck
your brain
porn.
Like the
heartless. It's like a heartless. Yeah.
It's like a heartless. And now you're like, your heart's in the right place, ironically. But You're like, how do I integrate trying to be the best possible father and husband I can be?
Kind of like a dickless.
Yeah, the dickless.
The dickless.
The dickless. Collecting your dicks. You got to get Donald and Goofy to help you get it back.
Oh, no. The chastity keyblade.
Yes.
It's the nothing in the Neverending Story, isn't it, Ben?
That's what I was thinking of, yeah. Ooh. Which I think is different. It's not. It's got to be something kind of insidious that grows the edges.
Yeah,
the nothing's more like
there's a nobody in Kingdom Hearts, but your nobody is like a different version of you, like Roxas and Sora.
Yeah, of course.
That's when you're thinking about the Heartless, anyway.
Yeah, always. we decided to try it for 2 weeks, check in, and then extend if we're feeling good. That's great.
Yeah,
that's nice.
I also tend to extend when I'm feeling good.
It just sounds like
his little
it just sounds like you're working your way. Just sounds like you're working your way from like cuck to pussy free to roommate.
Oh, the cuck to pussy roommate pipeline.
Fuck. I think he can still emotionally fulfill all of the other parts of the relationship, and you know he'll be there, army crawl style on the floor, helping out with the dildo.
Yeah, thanks.
Is this good?
Surely.
Oh, shut up. I'm sorry. Please.
Please.
Can I come in and show you the dildo, please? Just like in the middle of a family dinner. Just randomly like, please. Sorry, I don't know what came over me.
I just, look, after, I know it's Thanksgiving. But after dinner, maybe you and me, we just need to talk about something, okay? Please! We need to talk, okay? Just a chat. I'm going to take a minute. Please!
Anytime someone like bumps into you or surprises you, please! Sorry, I was somewhere else. I was thinking about something else.
I just had a lot on my mind.
Please!
You have 16 unanswered messages.
Please.
Please, can you call me back? Anytime, as soon as you get this. Basically, as soon as you get this. Please call me back. Okay? Anytime. I got the ringer on. Please.
Turn it off silent. It's just please. Just me on the phone.
Please.
I feel excited to give her this gift of not having to think about fucking me anymore for my pleasure.
That's such a
come on
sentence.
Oh, that's such an awful sentence.
I don't want to say anything crass. I don't want to like.
Yeah,
I want to.
Yeah, we don't want to bring the tone down.
I just while I'm among friends, I think that having sex is nice and fun. And I think for you to build this complicated set of mythologies and rules around your life where you need your wife to be like, I don't really like having sex with you.
Yeah.
But she's saying it because you want her to say that.
So much extra.
Oh, like, man.
Like, genuinely, it's so nice hard to fetishize your insecurities. I get it. It makes sense. But at some point, there's got to be a line.
I don't get whatever that
is. At some point, you've got to be like, maybe I can deal with whatever's going on in my head.
Yeah.
You know, like you can reassess.
Maybe this is like in Dragon Ball Z and the others when they train with weighted clothes on, you know, so that when the real thing happens, they take the weighted clothing off and they're extra good at fighting so they can beat.
Only
Cell.
Concept of weighted things is Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. So this, you've been doing your sexuality on like the hardest mode possible.
You're doing and it with weighted balls, yeah.
Yes! Woo!
When they're light, you're going to be crazy.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be Goku.
I think my problem is, like, I get lots of King stuff, but I think some of these statements for me, they jar up really hard against the idea of enthusiastic consent, which I am very into, you know? So, like, and you know, I get that people are into all kinds of stuff and all sorts of things that, like, play with the boundary of consent and control and all those things. But if my wife said to me, I would like to not fuck you anymore, and also I don't like fucking you, and it's a bit like a job I don't want to do, and I'm happy that it's going to stop. That would hurt my feelings.
Oh, I'd probably cry.
That's just
me. I would have a big meltdown, I think. That would make me feel very sad. I would also think that
perhaps there was something to be addressed in our marriage. But
yeah. I think part of this is that it's a pantomime. Like, there's such an arch element of her having to do the, like, oh, I just think it's kind of, like, not that good. Because she's trying to be sexy. It's like a...
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something weird about it where I'm like, yeah, whatever. You're doing, like, a role play, but... They extend the role play into their online personas by talking about all of this as if there isn't an element of leaning into it on purpose.
Yeah.
Or maybe saying stuff you don't entirely mean because it's sexy to hear it or whatever. Like, I guess it's a whole fucking lifestyle thing, but man.
Well, and that's I guess, something that we've said before on this show, that some of us, the 50%, the 50% king negative on the show, have sort of said before, when your thing just kind of becomes your whole deal and you're thinking about it when you're like not fucking and like all the moments in between and you're setting stuff up and you're buying gear and you're prepping things and you're thinking
about it at work.
You're doing mindset about it and everything.
Yeah.
It just might be a bit too much. Yeah. It just might be a bit too much. Pussy is a sometimes food, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Can't have it every meal, man.
So
but you should have it sometimes.
You should. Pussy is sometimes food.
Yeah.
You should have a little bit. Pussy wants to say.
There are trace minerals you can't get otherwise.
I'm a balanced diet. I'm also nervous about the idea of potentially never or very rarely feeling my wife's pussy again.
Yeah,
you're not. You might
I feel like that's a natural consequence of going pussy free.
You asked your wife if you could go pussy free. You're not. Stop lying to your friends on the internet, because you also know you can tap out at any time. You're in a loving relationship.
Yeah.
At any point, you can be like, you know what, this fucking sucks. Can we just fuck?
What if that's what happens though, Ben? What if a year or two of this goes by and the dude is like, hey. I think I'm done. I think I'm pussy free free. You know? Oh, and your wife says, actually, I would fucking hate to fuck you. I was being serious this whole time.
Be careful what you wish for it just might come true.
I wouldn't fuck you with my balls, dick.
Oh, you wish to go pussy free on a monkey's paw, my friend.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. My favorite MF Doom lyric.
Like, I don't know. I think there's lots of stuff where, like, if you change your relationship enough, the relationship changes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck, we're so smart.
That's so deep. Mm. So smart.
It's going to be different after several years of not having sex with your wife.
Yeah, everything's a prison. Whatever.
Everything's a prison.
And speaking of which, if I could just get the key, please.
Yeah. Please.
Please. If I could just. 5 minutes. 5 minutes, please.
Hey, I think this was definitely an episode of the podcast, Punta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are currently on a pussy-free journey, whether you're just starting out or you've been on it for a long time and you have any insights you would like to share with us, we would love to hear about it. Just don't tell us in a way that makes us feel uncomfortable or sad.
Don't tell us in a way that makes you... If you're writing the email...
Say that it's your
getting
friend.
...horny...
Yes.
If you're getting horny as you're writing the email, stop writing the email.
Stop it. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
If you're getting sad as you're writing the email, stop writing the email.
Yeah, yep. Not good for you or us.
Thank you so much for subscribing to the podcast.
That's what I was going to say.
Keeps us going. I pip too.
Keeps us going. Keeps us lurching along. Yeah. You seen that movie, The Long Walk? That's us, but with podcasting.
It's a movie about people that have to keep walking.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, heard about it.
Stephen you should
King?
Read the book, Ben. Read the book.
Gotta keep walking.
It's one of the Buckman books. He wrote several novels under a different name in like the 70s when he was like...
Richard Bachman.
Because all his books were popping off and he was like, what if they're just selling now because I'm successful? Could just I be a
because I look so good in a leather jacket.
Oh, no, it's because of those sick fucking airbrushed covers.
Yeah, they're really good.
But yeah, man, really, really good book. Read it. All of the books that he wrote under that name are like a huge bummer and I love it. It's great.
Yeah, I think he was going through some stuff. And by stuff, I mean a lot of cocaine. Woo! Thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you on the free episode. Please stay safe out there. Don't lie to your friends on the internet. You can drop the pantomime of the pussy-free stuff when you're talking to fellow pussy-free people. Be like, hey, yeah, she said this because she loves me. Isn't that a more beautiful thing to tell your Reddit pals?
Isn't that beautiful?
She said she doesn't want to fuck me because she wants to make me happy.
That's beautiful.
That's so lovely.
Okay, bye.
I think so.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to go have the pussy-freak conversation.
Woo! Hey, is it cool if I continue to be a pussy freak?
Y'all mind if I go on?
You're the pussy freak. That's a good shit.